You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. I'm Chuck Smith. This week, Dr. Cheryl White takes us to ancient Egypt to explore the secrets of the Valley of the Kings.
There are probably few sites on earth that have spawned more legends than the tombs of the pharaohs of Egypt. Perhaps this is particularly true of those found at the Great Pyramids of Giza. Although to anyone remotely familiar with the field of Egyptology, the legends that come from the historic Valley of the Kings near Thebes rival even those of the Great Pyramids, for both places equally seize the human imagination. It is to Thebes that our exploration of legend goes today, closely related to the story of a single boy king of the 14th century BC, but one which sparks interest in related mysteries at Giza. Our fascination with the field of Egyptology began in earnest in the 19th century, following closely on the heels of the significant archaeological discovery of the Rosetta Stone by the armies of Napoleon Bonaparte in Egypt in 1799. Inscribed with a decree of one of the last pharaohs of the Ptolemy dynasty and appearing in three different languages, including hieroglyphics, the Rosetta Stone had the effect of breaking the code to the long-lost meaning of the picture language. And suddenly, the world of ancient Egypt was open to researchers in a way it had never been before. The intrigue was born, the search for the archaeological artifacts was underway in full force, and scholars poured into the land of the pharaohs, seeking not only their secrets, but their treasures. Of course, perhaps no Egyptian pharaoh has been more popularized or become more famous than the boy king Tutankhamun, whose intact tomb was discovered in 1922 by English archaeologist Dr. Howard Carter in a remote area of the Valley of the Kings near Thebes. This discovery sparked the curiosity about the mystique of the pharaohs even more, and today new speculation revives an old legend that there is a hidden burial chamber near that of King Tut, containing the mummy of Queen Nefertiti, the wife of the famous Akhenaten, who briefly instituted a monotheistic religion on the Egyptian people. The exact site of her burial has been the subject of debate among scholars for at least the last several decades. Last year, there was tremendous excitement in the archaeological community that there were hidden rooms in Tutankhamun's tomb, and that indeed, those secret hidden rooms might well contain the remains of this fabled Egyptian queen. Scientific testing dashed those hopes, however, but the legend remains, for her tomb has yet to be found. Yet the search for Nefertiti is only one manifestation of our obsession with the lost secrets of the pharaohs. The Egyptian Book of the Dead found its way into more than one Hollywood movie, after all. The same obsession seems to apply to the majestic pyramids themselves, and the wonder we have at what hidden rooms and secret chambers have yet to be discovered. There are still secrets buried within the sands of time in both Giza and Thebes, and perhaps other places along the ancient landscape as well. That which is hidden always pulls in our imagination to envision long-lost artifacts, secret texts, treasures, and remains of a civilization still steeped in mystery. In fact, the pyramids themselves remain a mystery, producing a wealth of legends about their construction, design, purpose, and origins. Those legends are subject for another Shadowfile exploration, but for this week, let's pause to consider the supernatural mystique of the tombs of these mighty pharaohs. Are there curses for those who venture there? Or does history await, indeed expect, our ongoing curiosity to reveal ever new secrets?
Dr. Cheryl White is an associate professor in the Department of History and Social Sciences at LSUS, and she can be heard each Thursday morning at 7:45 on Red River Radio.